Hey, I'm Elias.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Corn.
Today we're going to be talking about Mali, but mostly about slavery that goes on in the empire and the Trans-Saharan trade.
We are recording this podcast from Seattle, Washington, in the historic school of Garfield High.
I know you guys are excited to learn, so let's start.
So now, let's talk about the causes of slavery. A lot of kingdoms across the Saharan pledge allegiance by giving valuables and good sources. One way was by selling slaves. Slaves mined salt and gold and traded throughout and across the Sahara. This made Mali very wealthy.
We have talked about the cause, now let's talk about the effects. The effect of slavery in Mali was that it made them a very wealthy empire. So wealthy that, in fact, Mansa Musa became one of the richest men in the world. Many of his riches came from gold and salt, mine which his slaves played a huge factor in. There was air demand for slaves from Mali, which boosted their economy and wealth.
Okay, guys, so now that we talked about this, what do you now know about slavery in Mali?
What I know about slavery in Mali was that slavery in Mali played a huge factor in, like, the economy of Mali. It helped them with trade because, like, the Saharan trade and stuff. And, yeah.
All right, Corin. Now, what do you think about the salt that played a huge role in Mali?
Salt was such a valuable commodity that people would trade a pound of gold for a pound of salt. And Mali is famous for its salt mines.
We still got more to go, but let's take a break. We'll be back for more.
Here's some history about Mali. The first Malians who were brought to the colonies were mainly Mandinka slaves, a Muslim ethnic group deceased from the Mali Empire, who scattered throughout West Africa through the empire's expansion. They were exported to the United States as slaves during the 17th through 19th centuries.
For our final effect, we are going to be talking about what happened after slavery was abolished in Mali. When Mali came under French rule, they abolished slavery in 1905, after a really long time of slavery. Although slavery was abolished, other countries were in demand for it. Countries would bribe Africans. They would say, "We can set you free," but in reality, they would lie and put them back in slavery, which was very cruel.
And this is what Li Zhang really meant to say.
The difference between the Arab Empire and the Mali Empire is that Arabs are a monarchy and autocracy, in which politics and religion are united. Mali is a constitutional monarchy. Arab trades both on land and at sea, and Mali only trades on land. These are the similarities and differences between Arab and Mali Empire. Now that we have talked about the effects and causes of Mali slaves, we're going to be talking about frequently misinterpreted questions. All right, the first question of the day is, what was the Mali Empire known for?
It was known for its rulers, its salt, its gold, and its slavery, and its wealth.
All right, the second question is, what religion was the most popular in ancient Mali?
Atheism and Agnosticism are believed to be rare among Malians, most whom practice their religion on a daily basis, although some are deist.
The third question is, what led to the fall of the Mali Empire?
After Ghana fell because of invading forces and internal disputes, Mali rose to greatness under the leadership of legendary king named Sun Diata, the Lion King. Later, another great leader named Mansa Musa extended the empire as Mali's power waned. Songhai asserted its independence and rose to power in the air. After Mansa Musa died, his sons could not hold the empire together.
The fourth question was, why was the Mali Empire so important?
Okay, I'll answer your question. The empire was founded by Sun Diata Keita and became renowned for the wealth of his rulers, especially Musa Keita. The Mandan languages were spoken in the empire. It was the largest empire of West Africa, profoundly influenced the culture of West Africa throughout the spread of its language, laws, and customs.
The fifth and last question of the day is, what is the culture of Mali?
Culture, from the nomadic Tuareg Fulani, Bozo fishers, Bambara, and Dogon farmers, each of Mali's dozens of ethnic groups have their own unique languages and history, yet generally interact and
podcast has been about Mali slavery. This has been Elias,
Corin,
Kyle,
and Lee Sign. We're out.